Matters came to a head when Jobs visited New York in March 1983 and was able to convert the courtship into a blind and blinding romance. "I really think you're the guy," Jobs said as they walked through Central Park. "I want you to come and work with me. I can learn so much from you." Jobs, who had cultivated father figures in the past, knew just how to play to Scully's ego and insecurities. It worked. "I was smitten by him," Scully later admitted. "Steve was one of the brightest people I had ever met. I shared with him a passion for ideas." Scully, who was interested in art history, steered them toward the Metropolitan Museum for a little test of whether Jobs was really willing to learn from others. "I wanted to see how well he could take coaching in a subject where he had no background," he recalled. As they strolled through the Greek and Roman antiquities, Scully expounded on the difference between the archaic sculpture of the 6th century BC and the Periclean sculptures a century later. Jobs, who loved to pick up historical nuggets he never learned in college, seemed to soak it in. "I gained a sense that I could be a teacher to a brilliant student," Scully recalled. Once again, he indulged the conceit that they were alike. "I saw in him a mirror image of my younger self. I too was impatient, stubborn, arrogant, impetuous. My mind exploded with ideas, often to the exclusion of everything else. I too was intolerant of those who couldn't live up to my demands." As they continued their long walk, Scully confided that on vacations he went to the Left Bank in Paris to draw in his sketchbook. If he hadn't become a businessman, he would be an artist. Jobs replied that if he weren't working with computers, he could see himself as a poet in Paris. They continued down Broadway to Colony Records on 49th Street, where Jobs showed Scully the music he liked, including Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, Ella Fitzgerald, and the Windham Hill jazz artists. Then they walked all the way back up to the San Remo on Central Park West and 74th, where Jobs was planning to buy a 2-story tower penthouse apartment.